Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to touch on domestic violence, which it's been a lot of that since the pandemic started. It's been a lot of violence against children as well since the pandemic started, from everyone being under lockdown and kids being locked up with parents, basically, more throughout the day. It was starting to become a problem with kids being abused. They were seeing a lot more kids coming through the emergency room due to abuse. But I also wanted to talk about the domestic violence that men deal with, because when you talk about men and having domestic violence with the men being the victim, a lot of people don't feel that that's possible. You know, considering that you always hear a lot of people saying, well, a woman will never be as strong as a man and she can't hurt him physically the way that he can hurt her, which is not true. That is really not true. So, you know, and I've talked about this subject with different people that I know or that I've met that are men that has been in a violent relationship, or I've even talked to men that's been raped, and when they went to report it went down to the police station, they were laughed at, they were teased, they were taunted, they were called punks, they were called everything because they wanted to report being raped by a woman, and which is not fair. You know, women aren't the only ones that are raped out here. Women are not the only ones that are abused. And I think a lot of people need to talk about it, because in the United States, it's estimated that 10 million people experience domestic violence every year, according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. That's like about 20 people per minute that's physically abused by an intimate partner, which is like about 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe domestic violence. And physical violence among sexual violence from their partners, which becomes stalking with injury. Then there's PTSD, and there's known cases of violence because one partner might have given another partner STD. So that causes domestic violence if they've cheated and they've gone out and given them something. So there's a lot that happens in relationships out there. And people, I think, need to touch base on a lot of it, because it's real. You know, it is really real. And it's not gender based. A lot of people feel to think it's gender based, where men just don't get hurt. I was watching a video on social media, and this is where I say social media is a good thing and then social media is a bad thing. And reason being, in this video, there was a young man here and he was doing live. These live videos are getting to be very ridiculous. And he was doing a live video and he was talking, and his girlfriend sat right up and punched him in the back of the head. He's still kept singing and crying at the same time while he was being abused. So which made me curious. And I'm like, okay, let's see. I read the comments and I was like, let me see if I can find out any more information about this man. And there it was, video after video after video, where this woman is beating him. The latest video, she just gave him 2 black eyes. 2. Okay. And then she decided to make her a video, and both videos have gone viral. She's decided to make her a video calling him all kinds of degrading names and saying how she beat his ass and she's going to do it again and he's this and he's that. And that's domestic violence, okay? And that is the man being beat by the woman. They have, I believe, 3 children, and she's pregnant with their 4th, and she's fighting. You know, literally, they're fist fighting. Apparently, you know, she says he hits her too. She showed pictures of her stomach where he hit her with a belt, and she had scars, and he does too. They're toxic. The both of them together are very toxic. And they need to separate before someone hurts the other in a way that it can't be undone. But this is a prime example of what I was saying. When people don't understand, when you experience domestic violence, you have to leave. I don't care how many kids you have. You can have 12 kids. You have to get your kids and you have to leave. You cannot stay under the same roof. It's not healthy. It's dangerous. And a lot of these stories don't end well. They either kill themselves, kill each other, you know, the murder-suicide, or they don't end pretty. I mean, it's just not a pretty sight. And we are forced to see this on social media every day because for some strange reason, people put all of their lives on social media. Now, instead of these couples that's fighting on, you even have celebrities that's fighting on social media with their girlfriends, their boyfriends, their husbands, their wives. Social media, what happened to when it used to be fun? You can go on there and post pictures of yourself, your family, your dogs. It was fun. Now you see violence, pure violence, people killing each other on live video. People being murdered on live video during police chases. The policemen killing people on live video. You see kids being beat. You see people being raped. All of this is on live video. What happened to when it was just a fun place to go and look at funny videos of animals and kids? You know what I'm saying? Little kids playing in the snow and parents talking about the pets and how they love the kids. We don't see that anymore. Now you are subject to log onto the internet and the first thing you see is someone inside of a casket. You don't want to see that. You know, no one wants to see that. You can be in such a good mood and then you're subject to have to see someone being abused, abused physically, mentally, whatever. It's there. Social media isn't what it used to be. People have literally taken the fun out of it. And then we have people that's on there that comment under the videos and they it's like putting gasoline on the fire. They're telling the people, you should do this to that person, you should do that to this person, and you're helping the situation get out of control. And instead of these people getting the therapy that they need, they're coming to Facebook for these people's advice. People on social media, there are doctors on there. Don't get me wrong. There are psychiatrists on there. You can find some anything or anyone on social media. But in most cases, these people are giving advice and they don't have the skill set to do so. And then the people that's involved in the situations, they're actually listening to this bad advice that they're getting, because I can remember reading things and I'm like, oh no, that's not what you should be telling them to do. But that's social media. And it's like the domestic violence is getting even worse as days go by. And it's a proven fact. They say that, and I will add to the situation with domestic violence, it's not just men and women. It's men and men, women and women. They also say that domestic cases are higher within the communities where they are lesbian or where they are gay. And I think that could be because of all the pressures that's put on these people from just society, you know? And people don't know how to contain their emotions, basically. So it's just like right now, it's just a lose-lose situation in the world today. Something has to give to where people will stop abusing each other. And it's just not in the States. I was just reading something where they say in India, domestic violence is deeply and widely in effect, okay? it's really bad right now in India. There's like 30.9% that are crimes against women in India. So it's not just the United States, it's everywhere. And then you have it says in Australia that women at the age of 18 and over, which is about 1.6 million women, has experienced violence by their partners. And that starts at the age of 15. Can you believe it? At the age of 15, they're already being abused. They're abusing each other. Children abusing children violently. Because, again, everyone has so much pinned up emotions that they don't get out and they don't get the proper care. And they don't understand when it's domestic violence, regardless of how you feel you love someone, you have to get out. Because for your safety or for the next person's safety, someone has to leave so that no one ends up dead. I hate to read those stories where people do murder suicides because they didn't know how to handle their situation. So they figure, okay, they can't be happy. Why not just get rid of their partner? And then they go ahead and they kill the kids and the whole family's dead. It has to come to a point where people, as these countries, United States or people, countries around the world, need to have a safe haven for people to go where they can get out of these situations where people won't end up dead or injured mentally and physically messed up. And when I do segments on violence of any kind, I make sure I always give out phone numbers that could help people. So at this moment, I would like to give out the phone number to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, it's the National Domestic Violence Hotline number, which is 1-800-799-7233. So whomever might be listening to my segment, if you're dealing with abuse or if you need help with anything, if you don't understand something or you don't know how to get out of the situation you're in, then call that number so that someone can help you, so that a small situation won't turn into a bigger situation. Okay? So you have to do what's right for yourself. You cannot sit here and say, well, I can't leave because I love this person. Love has nothing to do with it now at this point. If there's violence in your relationship, it's toxic. Okay, any type, rather mentally or physical violence, is toxic. And a lot of people develop PTSD from these relationships. Okay, and if you don't get the situations taken care of, then you're not ever going to be able to get into a normal loving relationship because you're still hanging on to the nonsense you had in the relationship before, the abuse. You're going to take all of that in your new relationship, and guess what? It's not going to work out. So the best thing that anyone can do is get it taken care of. Get to the root of the problem. Leave the situation. Take yourself, take your children out of it. Leave the situation. Go through therapy. Do what you have to do. Take time to find yourself. Take time to heal, you know. And then if you want to jump back into the dating, or if you want to get back, because I'm going to say this. A lot of people feel, okay, this is my husband, this is my wife. I don't care if you're married, if you're dating, whatever the case may be, if there is domestic violence, you don't need to be together. There's no excuse for it. I don't want to hear how I've been with this person for 20 years. I can't leave. You can always leave. I don't care if you've been with the person for 2 days. You could leave, and you should leave, because domestic violence isn't a joke. It's out there. And it happens to a lot of people, not just men and women. It happens to everybody, regardless of what type of couple you are. So people need to understand that there's always a way out. You just have to take the time to get the resources that you need to get yourself out of the situation you're in. But don't ever stay, because if you stay, you're asking for problems. Okay, I need to take a brief break, and I will be right back.